16 years ago, I stood on this very spot in this very park to condemn the bombing of Libya at that time. And I was also the 26th speaker at that rally. So things haven't changed very much. Could I start, and I'll be very brief, a big thank you to every single one of you, every single person that's come here today. You were here on the day that we had the biggest peace march in this country. You were here on the day that we said to Tony Blair, you have no right to wage war on behalf of this country because it is not done in our name or with our approval or with our endorsement or with our support. And I've been speaking at anti-war rallies for a very long time, but particularly since September the 11th last year. Nobody welcomed what happened then. It was terrible, it was a disaster. Likewise, the death of 8,000 civilians in Afghanistan is also a disaster. What we have established in this country in the past year has been a remarkable and almost unique coalition of Christians, of Muslims, of Jews, of people of no faith, trade unions, the peace movement, the left, the right to some extent, but mainly the left. But we've established a coalition of people who are determined to stop the bloodshed, stop the war, and stop Blair's close relationship with George Bush. And I listened with interest to what Scott Ritter said and what many others have said. What matters is the voices of ordinary people against this war. We are big, we are united here. And our message will go out on TV screens and newspapers all over the world tonight. That today, in London, we told the British government, stop this war. It's also very important to remember that there are many people in the United States, in the black community, in the indigenous people's movement, in the trade unions, in that great tradition of a peace movement that did so much to end the Vietnam War, that are also marching and meeting against George Bush in the United States. We send them our friendship, our support, our solidarity. But also to remember that some of us were here before that did not support the Iraqi regime in the 1980s when the West was stuffing it with money, was stuffing it with arms to fight that terrible, disastrous, and utterly useless war against Iran. And we also recognize that people in Iraq who have no reason to love the regime, people who represent the Kurdish movement, people who represent the other movements, people who have family in Baghdad and other cities, they are united in saying no war, peace, and a peaceful solution to this issue. Let them not be used by the right. Because I think we're all very well aware that the real motives behind this conflict are actually breaking up of OPEC, getting hold of Iraqi oil, and putting a regime in place in Baghdad that will say yes to whatever the US wants. That is the war aim of George Bush. And I finish with this thought. We've received the dossier this week. Nothing new, nothing different, nothing proved. There is an acceptance that the weapons inspectors can go in. George Bush seems to think that he can now put an arm lock on the rest of the world and go to war on his own. Well, he's not going to be allowed to do that because we in the peace movement all around the world have a very, very different agenda. And I say to those people that somehow or other believe that by arming yourself to the teeth, you make yourself secure. I think in a simple way, we all know if we have to treble lock our front door and double lock our windows every night, our lives are not very secure. But we do feel secure if we're happy with our neighbours and we love our neighbours and work with and respect our neighbours. So I say to George W. Bush, what goes round comes round. If you allow the Palestinian people to be bombed and assassinated by American-built Israeli planes, if you do nothing to attend the Earth Summit and ensure the resources of this planet are shared equally amongst the people of this planet, those who you bomb today will come back to haunt you tomorrow. On October the 31st, there is a very important day. Today is a staging post, a very important staging post for all of us. On October the 31st is the next staging post. National demonstrations and civil disobedience against the war, against the people of Iraq. Stay together, work together, be together, stop the war. Thank you.